Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stephanie Townsend with Vanderbilt Occupational Health. We are here today to talk with Dr. Ray Peebles, Elizabeth and John Murray Professor of Medicine, Allergy, Pulmonary, and Critical Care, on the subject of egg-free flu vaccines. What information is available about an egg-free versions of the flu vaccine for 2016-2017 flu season?
We really don't know much about the adverse reactions to the egg-free versions of the flu vaccine, and we don't know whether those people who've had trouble with vaccines in the past, specifically the influenza vaccine, will be at greater risk for the egg-free vaccines. But given the fact that people who have egg allergy are at no greater risk for adverse reactions than those people who don't have a history of egg allergy, we feel that there's a great deal of safety with the currently available vaccines.
Why is an egg allergy no longer a contradiction to taking the regular flu vaccine?
Mainly because of the fact that studies have shown that people who have egg allergy are at no greater risk for having a severe reaction than those who are not egg allergic. Even though there is a small amount of egg in the vaccines that are traditionally been given, the tetravalent and now the quadrivalent vaccine, those people who are egg allergic are at no greater risk for severe reaction, and therefore it's really not a contraindication to taking the regular flu vaccine.
Can you explain who, if anyone, will be a true candidate for the egg-free vaccine in the coming flu season?
I think possibly those who've had a systemic reaction in the past to the influenza vaccine, again, not related to egg allergy, but those people who've had problems in the past, they may be a candidate for the egg-free vaccine. But because of the fact that it's a different way the vaccine is made, not because of the egg allergy.
Where can faculty and staff find more information about the latest updates and facts regarding influenza vaccinations?
I think the best site, there are two sites. First is the American Academy of Allergy and Asthma and Immunology website. And this website shows that recent studies that have shown that even individuals with confirmed egg allergy can safely receive the flu vaccine. And what this organization did was they partnered with the American College of Asthma and Allergy and Immunology to come up with practice parameters or guidelines for vaccinations. And they've said that the normal precautions for giving any vaccine to any patient should be followed, namely recognizing that about 1 in 1 million doses of a vaccine may result in a reaction. However, it's not related to egg.
Thank you so much, Dr. Peebles.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast on the form at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us page on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.